Well, I haven't seen that movie you were speaking about, Red Dog.
我自己却还没有去看过那叫《红狗》的电影。
I think I don't have enough grey hairs to qualify.
我觉得头发还不够白，所以不应该去看。
But I do feel like a little child, very excited in God's presence.
但是我的心像小孩一样，在神的面前非常的兴奋。
And I certainly know there are many things I don't understand.
我也能够承认有许多的事是我不明了的。
But I take great joy and delight in knowing the one who does hold tomorrow and the one who does hold my hand.
因此认识那一位掌握着明天和那一位扶着我的手前行的主，我心中满了大喜了。
That's a great song, isn't it?
是一首非常美的诗歌。
And I really enjoyed listening to the choir too. What beautiful songs they sang.
诗班所唱的诗歌我也非常的欣赏，很好的诗歌。
You know, I had the joy and the privilege some months ago of conducting my mother's funeral.
我不久之前有这个荣幸能够为我母亲主持这个葬礼。
For many years, she couldn't understand the gospel of Jesus.
过去许多的年，她一直都不明白耶稣基督的福音。
And I tried to explain to her how much God loved her and what Jesus had done for her.
我想尽了方法，想要向她解释，帮助她明白神是怎样的爱她。
And I explained to her, I tried to explain to her how Jesus had paid a great price on the cross so that all her sins could be forgiven and she could be with him in heaven.
我又尽我所能地向她解释，帮助她明白耶稣乃是为我们的罪死在十字架上，偿清了罪债，乃是又邀请我们能够与他一同在天堂。
And she couldn't understand it.
但我母亲却不能够明白。
How can this be so?
说这一切怎么可能呢？
But when she was nearly 90,
当她接近90岁的时候，
I said to her, you remember when you were a little girl?
我问他说，你记得当你还是小女孩的时候吗？
And your mother would say, come on darling, we're going.
你的母亲会对你说，女儿，我们准备好，我们要出门。
And you didn't know exactly where you were going, and you didn't know exactly how you were going to get there.
那个时候你不知道母亲要带你到哪里去，你也不知道你们会怎样的去。
But you were very happy just to take hold of her hand and to go with her.
但你却心中非常的欢喜，就拉着妈妈的手跟着她走了。
Because she was your mom and you trusted her.
因为她是你的母亲，所以你非常的相信她。
I said, you know, Jesus loves you.
我问她说，你知道耶稣爱你吗？
And he wants to be with you in heaven.
他邀请你与他到天堂去。
And he's done what's needed for you to get there.
而耶稣已经为你做成了能够使你到哪里去的一切。
You don't need to fully understand how him dying on the cross could pay the price and get you there. You don't need to understand all of that.
你可以不完全的明白了解耶稣是怎样的为你而死在十字架上偿清罪债。
All you need to do is to trust him and take hold of his hand.
你所需要的乃是凭着信心信靠他捉住耶稣的手。
Because he knows where he wants to take you, and he knows how he's taking you there.
因为耶稣知道他要将你带到哪里去，也知道怎样的帮你到哪里去。
And the penny dropped for her. She understood.
好像在那一刻，她忽然之间醒悟过来，明白了。
And she took hold of his hand, and for the next few years that she was still alive, she put her trust in him.
从那一刻，她就相信接受了耶稣，而接下来的几年。他就凭着信心跟随主。
And there are many mysteries in this world that we won't understand till we get to see him.
我们知道今天还有许多的奥秘是我们不能够明白，直到我们见主的日子。
But there's something beautiful about that simple childlike trust that just takes hold of his hand and walks with him.
但是那像小孩子一样非常简单信靠的信心，捉住耶稣的手，与他同行。
I want to read a passage this morning from Isaiah chapter 9.
今天我又从以赛亚书第九章读一点的经文。
It was a promise, a prophecy that was made to people who were living under great oppression at the time.
这乃是神向着异邦生活在被逼迫当中人的应许。
They had been overcome by an enemy that was much stronger than them.
他们已经被比他们更强的敌人所征服了。
They had lost all joy that they had once had.
他们曾经所有的喜乐都已经失去了。
They lived in darkness, not knowing the way to go.
他们不知道往哪里去，因为他们活在黑暗当中。
And God, through His prophet, brought this promise to them.
当神借着他的先知，却把这个应许带给了他们。
It was a bit over 700 years before Jesus came to this earth.
乃是在耶稣诞生之前700年左右的时间。
And it says in verse 2, Isaiah 9 verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
在以赛亚书第九章第二节头一段说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
There is light coming.
有着大光临到他们。
And he says, "You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest."As men rejoice when dividing the plunder.
你使之国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜。
There is great joy coming.
在这里带来给他们极大的喜乐。
And verse 4, for as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor.
因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断了。
There's deliverance, there's freedom, there's victory coming.
他又为他们带来拯救，带来得胜。
And the reason is found in verse 6.
而这一切的原因乃是在第六节。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必当在他的肩头上，他名为奇妙、赐世、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
There is someone coming to change the environment.
有一位又来改变他们一切的状况。
There's someone coming to change your world.
有一位又来改变你的世界。
There's someone coming to change you.
有一位又来改变你自己。
This is one of those wonderful prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming of the Savior.
这是在旧约当中非常奇妙的经文，向我们讲预言着救主的又来。
The Savior of Israel,
以色列的救主
the Savior of the Gentiles,
外邦人的救主
your Savior and my Savior,
是你的救主，是我的救主。
We know him by a number of names, including the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也认识他的名，乃是主耶稣基督。
And there are four particular names that are given to him here in this particular prophecy.
而又在这个预言里面特别给了他四个不同的名
Wonderful Counselor
奇妙的赐世
The one who was to provide the most amazing wisdom and guidance that would show them the way ahead
他来就为他们带来最奇妙的智慧来引导他们前行
The people who lived in darkness they were to be given wisdom and light
王住在黑暗中的人，他又赐给他们智慧和亮光。
Mighty God，
乃是全能的神。
What an amazing name to give to a child who was to be born！
当一项把这样的一个名字给一个又生下来的婴孩，是何等奇妙的一件事
！But this is none other than the Creator of the world。
当这一位不是别的，就是那创造世界万有的神。
None other than the one who holds the world in his hands.
他用他的手托住世界一切。
None other than the one who has all power and all authority.
他有一切的全能，有一切的力量。
Almighty God.
他乃是全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
乃是永在的父。
A child who was born, who at the same time is called Everlasting Father.
你能够想象，又生下了婴孩，却被称为永世的父吗？
Because he is the eternal God.
因为他就是那永远的神。
And he is all that a father is meant to be.
而他来，又把父一切的所有都带来。
One who loves, one who protects, one who provides for.
他是那位又爱我们，乃是又保护我们，又引导我们。
One who guides and gives wisdom to.
又赐给我们智慧，又引领我们前行。
Everlasting Father.
他乃是永远的父。
And he's called the Prince of Peace.
他被称为和平的君王。
The one who brings peace to the world.
他来又把和平带给这个世界。
The one who has authority, who is the Prince to bring that peace.
他是那一位有权柄的君王，他能够把平安带来。
Four wonderful names.
是何等奇妙的四个名字。
All of them more wonderful because of the other three.
每一个名字因着另外三个名字显得更为稀奇。
The Prince of Peace is also the Almighty God and the Everlasting Father and the wonderful counsel that flows into what it means for him to be the Prince of Peace.
他被称为和平的君王，因为他也是那一位永在的父，那一位全能的神，那一位奇妙的赐世。
I want to just spend a little time this morning reflecting on the Prince of Peace and what that means.
今天早上我愿意花一点的时间，特别一同来看和平的君王的意思。
Maybe you've discovered for yourself who this Prince of Peace is.
或是你自己亲身已经发现了这一位和平的君是谁。
Maybe you haven't yet made that discovery.
或者你到现今还没有做到，没有这一个发现。
Maybe you've sensed some of that peace that the Prince of Peace brings, but a yearning for more of that.
但是或者你却有略略的感受到这和平的君所带来的平安，却你愿意得做更多。
But God has so much for us in His love.
当神的爱却带给了我们更多的。
God is for us.
因为神为了我们。
And He has given an amazing gift.
他又将一个非常奇妙的礼物赐给我们。
And that gift is called the Prince of Peace.
这个礼物就被称为和平的君王。
I want to suggest that there are three ways in which he is the Prince of Peace for us.
我愿意从三方面来看，他是怎样成为我们和平的君王。
The first involves the way he brings us into peace with God.
第一方面，那是看见他是怎样的使我们能够与神和好。
You know, there is by nature, a division between us and God.
我们知道凭着人的本性，我们与神之间是隔离的，分开的。
You may have known that restlessness inside.
你或者发现心里面常常的没有安息。
That sense that things aren't quite right.
好像总觉得事情有点不对。
The sense that you don't quite know where you fit on this earth and what your destiny is.
好像你总觉得不知道自己是存在世界是又有什么意义，或者你的将来会怎样。
The fact is you were made for fellowship and for relationship, an intimate relationship with God.
你会有这样的原因，那因神造你，那是愿你进入与他那有永远的关系里面。
And the Prince of Peace brings peace with God into your world.
但和平的君王却将从神那里来的平安带进了你的世界。
And we'll look at that in a moment as to exactly how he does that.
等一下我们又仔细来看他是怎样成就这一点的。
But the second way in which he's the Prince of Peace is that he gives as a wonderful gift the peace of God.
但是第二方面我们看见他是和平的君，乃是他怎样的把神那里的平安带给我们。
So the Prince of Peace brings peace with God.
是平安的君把从神那里的平安带来给我们。
The Prince of Peace gives the peace of God to us.
所以平安的君使我们与神和好，平安的君也将神的平安带给我们。
And the third way in which he's the Prince of Peace is that the day is coming when this troubled world will truly see what it is to have the government on the shoulders of Jesus.
当有一天这个充满着动荡啊问题的世界见到主耶稣回来的时候，这个政权是又落在这和平的君王的肩膀上。
There'll be no more terrorism.
在那里再也没有恐怖的袭击。
No more war.
没有任何的战争。
The sword will be beaten into the plowshare.
所有的刀剑都变成锄头。
And the lion will lay down with the lamb.
而且狮子能够与绵羊卧在一起。
And people will truly appreciate and value one another.
好像世上的每一个人都会很欣赏地接受别人。
And from every nation and language and culture, people will be gathered as one around the throne of Jesus.
每一个从每一个国家、每一个民族，他们都在神的宝座前聚集在一起。
That day is still to come.
那一个日将又到来。
But now in this age, he is the Prince of Peace.In those first two aspects.
但是在现今这个时代，他却是前两方面的和平的君。
And we turn to Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
我们看罗马书第一章第五章第一节。
Paul in these first few chapters of Romans is explaining what I was trying for many years to explain to my mother.
保罗在这一卷书里面所解释的就是我花了几年的时间一直想要跟我母亲讲清楚的。
How God looked down on a world that had messed up.
神看见一个混乱的世界是怎样的态度。
How God looked down on a world that was suffering in so many ways.
神又看见这个里面充满着逼迫伤害的世界。
Where there was oppression.
到处充满着欺压。
Where there was sadness,
到处充满着悲伤。
Where there was darkness,
充满着黑暗。
Where people had walked away from God,
而人因离开了神。
Where people had tried to rule their own world rather than letting God rule the world,
人在那里挣扎了，想用自己来掌握自己的人生，而不愿意让神来掌握他们的人生。
Where there was disobedience and sin, God looked down on all of that.
神又看见人的罪，人的悖逆。
And God's heart was filled with love, and He sent a Savior.
而当神看见了这一切，他心中充满了乃是爱，而把救主差遣到世上来。
And Paul's explaining in these early chapters of Romans how we are separated from God because of that rebellion, because of that sin.That came from our own choices that separated us from God.
而保罗用这前几章的圣经，乃是在解释着，因着我们的悖逆，因着我们自己的罪，我使到我们与神分开了。
And in His love, He sent a Savior.
但是神却因爱把救主差遣到世上来。
And though the wages of sin was death, the gift of God.Was eternal life through Jesus Christ.
虽然罪的工价乃是死，但是神的恩赐乃是在基督耶稣里的永生。
And all that separated us from God was dealt with at the cross.
而一切使我们与神分离的，基督借着十字架已经对付了。
And he says in chapter 5 and verse 1, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一节说到，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
You know, when Jesus died on the cross, an amazing thing happened.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，很奇妙的事情发生了。
Some of us understand a little bit of what happened.
我们一些的人可以能够明白到当时所发生的事。
I'll be bold enough to say that none of us fully understand what really happened there.
但我却能够说，没有人能够完全明白当时所发生的事。
But as Jesus hung on the cross,
当耶稣被钉在十字架上，
all of the sin of the whole world, all of the injustices that have been committed, all of the oppression, all of that was laid on him.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，全世界的罪，全世界一切的不公义、不义，全世界一切的欺压的罪都落在他的身上。
From right back in the beginning of time, like a dark building wave that becomes like a tidal wave, it all came crashing down onto Jesus.
好像从过去那个黑暗里面，像那个海浪一样的，变成一个大浪。压到耶稣的身上。
And going forward to the end of time, all of the sin and the injustice of the world, like a great tidal wave, came back crashing down on Jesus.
而又在向前的将来里面，一切所有的罪也像海浪一样的压到耶稣的身上。
And like a vortex that was sucked into Jesus.
而这一切都被耶稣完全的承担吸收进来。
And all of it was taken down and dealt with.
而这一切他承担了，也都对付了。
Jesus paid the price for your sin and mine.
耶稣为你和我的罪还清了这个罪债。
And not only our sins, but every curse and every spoken and written curse was sucked into Jesus.
而不只是罪。还有神一切的咒诅，无论是写下来的或者没写下来的咒诅，都落到耶稣的身上。
And that was just the start of what was happening there, because not only was all of that being borne by Jesus,
而这乃是耶稣被钉十字架上的开始，不只是这一切临到他的身上。
Not only all of the judgments.Of the law that God had given through Moses,
不只是神借着摩西的律法的审判落在他的身上
，but the last great enemy of humanity, death itself, was sucked into Jesus.
而还有人类最终又面对的敌人就是死亡，也都被落在耶稣的身上。
And Jesus died and rose again.
耶稣死了。即从死里复活。
The price was paid and the enemy was defeated.
罪的公价已经偿清，我们死的敌人已经打败。
And all that separated you and me from God was dealt with.
所以一切使你我与神分离的，耶稣已经除去了。
Past, present and future.
过去、现在、将来，他都对付了。
Now you mightn't understand all of that.
这一切你可能不能够完全的明白
，But Jesus understands it.
但是耶稣却明白。
And what he calls us to do is to take hold of his hand and put our trust in him.
他所要求我们的乃是信靠他，捉住他的手。
Jesus, you did that for me.
耶稣，你这一切乃是为我做成的。
I don't understand the greatness of your love and the greatness of what you've done, but I'm putting my trust in you.
我虽然不明白你所做的一切和为我付出的一切，但是我愿意凭信心来抓住你。
And it's that act of putting our trust in him that Paul is describing where he says we are justified by faith.
像保罗这里说的，我们乃是因信称义，就是当我们从心里面愿意相信依靠耶稣的时候。
We made clean, we made righteous.
在那一刻我们被洁净，我们被称义。
And we have peace with God.
在那一刻我们就与神和好了。
We can come into his presence without guilt and without fear.
我们能够来到神的面前，没有任何犯罪的感觉，没有任何的惧怕。
No guilty secrets.
好像没有因着隐藏的罪而害怕。
Because there's nothing about us he doesn't know.
因为我们的一切神都知道。
But there's nothing about us that the cross of Christ hasn't already dealt with.
但是没有任何我们的一切基督的十字架没有对付到的。
Isn't that an amazing gift to have peace with God?
难道神赐给我们这个礼物不奇妙吗？使我们与神和好。
And the better you get to know who He is,
而你越认识耶稣是谁，
His holiness, His beauty, His glory, the more wonderful it becomes.
你越认识他的圣洁、他的美丽、他的荣耀，你就对他更加的爱他。
The Prince of Peace.Who has given us peace with God.
是平安的君王把神的平安带给了我们。
And this morning, if you haven't put your trust in Him, I'd invite you to do that.
今天早上，你若知道自己还没有接受耶稣，我又邀请来，凭着信心相信接受他。
You don't need to understand it all, but you need to say yes to Jesus. I trust you. I thank you for what you've done.
你不需要明白所说的一切。你只是需要愿意相信他，对耶稣说：“我愿意。”
And straight away, deep inside, you are justified, you are set free, you are made clean by the blood of Jesus.
而立刻在你心的深处，你那一刻罪就得赦免，你在神面前被称义，已经成为圣洁。
That's the first way in which.We experience Him as the Prince of Peace.
这是我们经历他是和平的君的第一方面。
But Jesus made a promise to His disciples in John chapter 14.
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章也向他的门徒做了一个应许。
John 14:27, He was saying to them shortly before He was to go to the cross, rise again and then go up into heaven and leave them.On earth.
因为在约翰福音十四章，他乃是像在跟门徒告别，因为接着他就上十字架，之后死里复活，升到天上去。
And they were a bit troubled by the fact that he was going to leave them.
而门徒听见耶稣又离开他们，他们心中就很焦急，没有平安。
He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give to you as the world gives."Don't let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid.
在二十七节，十四章二十七节说到：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的，不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”
He was going to give them a gift, which was His peace.
耶稣离开他们之前，又把一个礼物赐给他们，就是他自己的平安。
Now he says, this peace is not the same as the peace you'll find in the world.
而又告诉他们，我所要给你的平安，跟在世界里面所讲的平安是不一样的。
Paul describes it in Philippians 4 verse 7 as a peace that transcends understanding.
而保罗在腓立比书四章说到，这个平安乃是超过我们所思所想的。
You might have heard, some years ago there was a competition.An art competition.
你或许也听见过许多年前曾经有一个画的展览比赛。
And the artist had to draw or paint a picture that showed peace. The theme was peace.
而那些画家他们所要画的一幅图画，就是要画出这个图画是能够把平安给表达出来，来参赛的作品。
And many artists produce these.Great paintings that showed peace.
而所以很多出名的画家，他们都用自己的方法来画出一幅图，来表达平安。
And the judges selected those that were on the short list for the prize.
而这些审判裁判就选了最后所列下来最终进行决赛的这些画品。
And one that was the best painting of all that was to win the prize.
而那个最好的那一幅画就要得到这个冠军的奖励。
The paintings that were shortlisted along with the winning painting were on display at the gallery.
而这些参到最终决赛的这些画品跟那最终得奖的奖品都陈列在那里让人去看。
As you walked in the gallery, there was this long corridor with the most amazing paintings on either wall.
而当你走进这个画廊的时候，你看见两边墙上过的就是这些非常美的图画。
You would see some beautiful landscapes with peaceful babbling brooks.
你会看见有些画的乃是一个风景，里面有山有水。
Scenes that were very peaceful and tranquil.
有些总是表达了一切的安静安息。
I think there might have been someone on summer holidays in a hammock asleep with the newspaper over his face.
或者有些乃是睡在过床上面，然后脸上盖着一张报纸。
But lots of very peaceful scenes.
好像看起来很多很多图画想要把平安给表达出来。
And as you came through to the end where the winning painting was on display at the end of the corridor,
当你走到最终点看见那得奖的奖品的时候的画品的时候
And as you saw that winning painting,
当你看见这个得奖的画
The first reaction was to say, what is that painting doing here?
当时当你第一眼看见这一幅画的时候你的反应是说这画到底想要表达什么
At first sight it looked completely out of place
好像第一眼看见好像不对题
And your first thought was what were the judges thinking even allowing that painting into this competition let alone giving it the winning prize
你会觉得说这些裁判怎么会判这画 得奖呢
But then you think you'd better take a closer look to see what the judges saw.
所以你就说，我要仔细看一点，来看看这些裁判到底是看中他哪一点。
Because what you can see is a picture of a dark and stormy night.
但是你看见的第一眼，乃是在一个黑暗的晚上，在暴风雨当中。
A coastal scene.
乃是在这个海边上。
There are waves that are angry and whipped up by fierce and violent winds crashing against the rocks of a cliff.
我们看见暴风大浪这样的冲撞了这个山崖。
A troubling and disturbing scene.
看起来是一个叫人非常没有安息、很动荡的晚上。
How does this show peace?
说这样的一幅画怎么能够把平安表达出来呢？
But as you look more closely, you see a thin sliver of light from the moon breaking through a little bit of the cloud onto the rock face.
但是你又仔细看的时候，好像在这个乌云当中有一点点的月亮、月光照射进来，照在山崖上面。
And it shows something high up on that rock face in a little crack in the rock.
你就会发现那个光照在这个山崖中有一点点小小的裂缝里面
There's a little bird
在那里看见一只小鸟
Fast asleep
这只小鸟是这么安静的睡去了
Perfectly serene
好像完全的安息
Untroubled by the violent storm that's all around it
好像周围这些暴风大浪对它一点都没有影响
Feeling very secure inside that cleft of the rock
而在山崖的裂缝里面他觉得非常的安全平安
and the storm might be raging and the wind might be howling
这个风在吹这个浪在滚
but that bird is experiencing peace
但那只小鸟却在平安里有安息
and that artist had captured something some dimension of peace that transcended all of those other artists
好像是一个画家他所获的这个图画远超越了其他画家所想象的
It's one thing to experience the absence of any difficulty or conflict or turmoil
好像一方面我们觉得平安乃是没有任何的冲突没有任何的难处
It's another thing to be in the thick of all of that trouble and all of that turmoil and be completely at rest and at peace and secure.
但是作为对比既能够在这一切的困难难处里面却仍然有安息。
And that's why Jesus says, the gift of peace I give is not as the world gives.
这是为什么耶稣说我要给你的平安那是跟世界上的平安不一样的。
In John 16:33, he amplifies the promise.
在约翰福音16章33节他又强调这一点。
He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣对他们说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Jesus doesn't promise that in this age he's going to take away all the trouble.
耶稣在这里没有应许门徒说他要把世上的苦难都带走。
Sometimes we look at what's going on in the world.
有时候我们看见今天发生在世界里的事。
We look at what's happening over in Syria, for example, or Iraq.
我们看见发生在伊拉克，发生在叙利亚那个国家的事。
And we see those acts of terrorism that take place in different places.
又看见世界各处这些恐怖袭击。
And we say, how long, Lord, until the Prince of Peace brings peace and righteousness and justice and beauty?
好像我们心中呼喊着，乃是主啊，你是平安的君，什么时候你能够把平安带给这个世界，带进一切的公义，一切的安息。
And he smiles at us and says, trust me.
当主对我们的回应好像只是微笑的说，信靠我。
Because God is working his purpose out.
因为神乃是在成就他的旨意当中。
And the day is coming that we'll understand his timetable.
我们知道那一天将要到来，我们就真正的明白主所做的一切。
And if you spend the time to get to know him, and to get to know the way he has given us glimpses through the scriptures of his workings,
你若是愿意花时间来认识他，来认识他借着圣经里面，让我们略略的知道他所在做的事情。
You'll get a glimmer of the way he is.In his wisdom, using all the circumstances of this present age to bring about his glory.
我们就会发现，神乃是借着世界上的各样事情的发生，又将他的荣耀带进来。
And to involve us as workers together with him in bringing peace.
而又呼召着我们来与他同工。怎样的来将他所有带来的这一切带给这个世界。
But in the meantime, we need to trust him.
当真同时我们应该信靠他。
And in the meantime, we need to understand that the peace of God doesn't mean an absence of any challenges and trials and difficulties. We're going to have them.
同时我们应该明白神所赐给我们的平安并不是说我们就再也没有苦难、没有问题、没有难处。
In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And God's gift for us is the same peace that that artist was depicting in that little bird high up in the rock.
而主耶稣所要赐给我们的平安。就像那得奖的话一样的，那小鸟在这个暴风浪当中的安息。
It's a peace, as Paul says in Philippians 4:7, that transcends understanding because it makes no sense.
好像保罗在腓立比书说到，这平安乃是超过我们所思所想，因为我们人想不到。
It makes no sense. That is, if you're using the wisdom of the world.
我们觉得不可能，如果是用世界的方法来看。
How can someone buffeted about by storms and opposition and battles and difficulty and trials experience perfect peace?
一个人在苦难、在争闹、在一切的难处当中，为什么能够心里有平安呢？
It's because they know something and they see something and they experience something that the world doesn't see.
因为他们所看见、所经历的那个平安是这个世界里的人所不知道的。
I want to just for those who have received Jesus, for those who are experiencing this gift and want to experience more of it, I want to just share two keys.
我要现在对着那些已经认识了耶稣，已经接受了他，也曾经历了在耶稣里的平安，但是愿意得着更多，我想用两点来跟你们分享。
How can we know and grow in this peace that he gives?
我们怎样的能够来认识这个平安和在里面成长？
There are two keys that the Bible gives us.
这里有非常重要的两点。
It says, by the way, in Psalm 119, 165, great peace have those who love your law.
凡喜悦你律法的人就有极大的平安。
That's God's word which gives us insight.
这乃是神的话赐给我们里面的看见。
And let me just go to two insights that his word gives us about how to experience this peace.
我们要看两处的圣经是怎样向我们启示这两点。
In Job 22 and verse 21,
在约伯记二十二章二十一节。
The first of these keys. It's a little verse in Job 22 and verse 21.
约伯记二十二章二十一节。
And some of the translators, as have translated this verse, have struggled a little bit.
好像这个翻译圣经的人翻译到这个经节的时候觉得有点困难。
Because the literal translation of it seems a little bland.
因为好像直译起来好像意思不是很清楚。
But I love the way that the King James Bible in the English translated it.
但是我却喜欢在先进本圣经里面的翻译方法。
And I suspect it comes out in the Chinese version too. But what it was actually saying is, know God and be at peace.
而中文的翻译也是很清楚，就说你又认识神，就得平安。
Or the implication in that word know God is take the time to get to know him.
而这里说又认识神的意思就是你又花时间真的去认识他，熟悉他。
That's actually a very profound key to experiencing peace.
这是对经历神的平安是一个非常重要的一点。
Take the time to get to know him.
你必须花时间来认识他。
This mighty God, this Prince of Peace.
是全能的神，是平安的君王。
This God who created you and me for himself.
这一位全能的神乃是创造了你和我是为着他自己。
Take the time to get to know his power and his purpose.
我们花时间来认识他的全能，来认识他的旨意。
Take the time to get to know his love and his faithfulness.
我们又用时间来认识他的信实，认识他的爱。
Take the time to get to know that there is nothing that surprises him.
花时间来知道在神没有任何可以使我们稀奇。
And to know that he has a skill to turn any situation, even our own mistakes, to good, to his purpose.
神也有能力使到我们一切的失败成为是有意义的。
Know God and be at peace.
你有认识神就得平安。
And that's the first of the keys.
这是第一点非常重要的。
The second key is to take the time to discover from his word who we are in Jesus.
第二点乃是我们要花时间在神的话语里面来认识我们在基督里是怎样。
If you've received that gift of forgiveness,
你若是已经接受了罪的赦免的恩典，
you have actually received so much more than that.
你所领受的一切乃是比罪的赦免更多的。
You've actually become a new creation in Christ.
你乃是在基督里成为一个新的创造。
And if you know who you are, that's the second key to discovering and enjoying this peace.
而你若是认识自己在基督里是怎样的，这是得着平安的第二点。
Let me just refer to a little story in the Old Testament.
让我在这里再讲一点在旧约中的一个故事。
In Judges chapter 6, it's a story about a man called Gideon.
在四世纪第六章讲到基甸的故事。
Gideon was a man living under oppression.
基甸乃是生活在一个被受逼迫的年代。
The Midianites had swarmed through the land of Israel.
是米甸人已经完全征服了整个以色列国。
And every time the people gathered some harvest, the Midianites had come in and take it from them.
每一次当以色列人当又收割他们的庄稼的时候，这些米甸人就会来抢夺他们。
And Gideon was someone who lived his life bowed down under this oppression.
基甸就是一个生活在这样的情况，向着这一切的逼迫屈服的人。
A victim.
他是成为那受害的人。
On this particular occasion, he'd got a bit of grain from the field, and he was trying to thresh it out in a secret place, a hidden place.
在这个故事里，基甸乃是收割了麦子，而藏在地窖里，想要来打麦子。
For fear that the Midianites had come and take it from him before he could have it himself.
所以他因为他害怕米甸人在他还没有得到这些麦子之前就被抢去了。
And in chapter 6 and verse 12, an angel of God came and appeared to Gideon.
但是在士师记六章十二节，有一位神的天使使者却向基甸显现。
And the Lord appeared to Gideon and he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
而天使对使者对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
”Now Gideon would have been very surprised by an angel, and he didn't immediately.Realize it was an angel, but there was this person that was there. That would have been a surprising thing that somebody would just come into that place and start talking to him.
而基甸在那一刻会非常的惊讶，因为突然间有这样一个人在他面前显现，又对他说这样的话。
But he was even more surprised by what this man said to him.
但是他更惊讶的是，这个人为什么又对他说这样的话
？What the angel said to him.
就是这个神的使者。对他说的话
He said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
他说大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
Now the last thing Gideon felt like was a mighty warrior.
好像基甸觉得自己最后能够被这样称呼的就是大能的勇士。
Later on in verse 15, he said, "My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family."
在十六节，他回答说。
Verse 15.
在十五节，基甸说：“主啊，我又何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马纳西支派中是自贫穷，我在我父家是自微小的。”
He didn't feel like a mighty warrior, and he certainly wasn't acting like a mighty warrior.
他觉得自己不可能是一个大能的勇士，他自己的行为也不像一个大能的勇士。
But God saw something inside of him.
但是神借在他里面看见他自己所不知道的
Because it was something God himself had put inside of Gideon.
因为是神自己放在基甸的心里。
And if you're in Jesus, if you're in Christ, then what God sees in you is a mighty warrior.
你若是已经在基督耶稣里，那神在你身上看见的是一个大能的勇士。
God sees in you someone who overcomes all of the darkness of this world.
因为神看见在你里面是那一位胜过世界一切黑暗的主耶稣。
And he sees that because he's created that in you because you're in Christ.
神看见了这一点，因为他是在基督里造成这一切的。
Now that may not be your present reality.
你或者觉得这不是你亲身的经历
，That might not be what you feel or experience.
你自己的经历和感觉好像不是这样。
But that's the truth of what God sees and what He's put within you.
但是这乃是神真实所看见放在你里面的。
And Gideon was going to be given a job, which was to be the deliverer for the people from this Midianite horde.
而乃是神。乃是交给基甸的一个工作，乃是拯救以色列人脱离米甸人的欺压。
He was to discover that he was indeed a mighty warrior because of what God had put inside of him.
他将又因着自己的经历来发现自己真的能成为一个大能的勇士，因着是神放在他里面的。
But there was some battles to fight and there was some actions to undertake as you can read about as you read through the following chapters.
当你在读下去的几章的时候，你会发现基甸有一些的行动，还有一些的征战又去打。
But immediately after this first encounter with the angel, it's interesting to see what Gideon did.
但是当基甸在经历了这个使者向他显现的事之后，
What was the message that Gideon took from this angel?
基甸从这个使者所得到的信息是什么呢？
Yes, he says, I'm a mighty warrior.
他使者说，我是一个大能的勇士。
Yes, I've had an encounter with an angel of God, and I'm here to tell the tale.
我现在乃是与神的使者面对面相见，而现在我要把这些告诉人。
But in verse 24,
但是在二十四节，
it says, Gideon built an altar to the Lord there, and called it, The Lord is Peace.
于是基甸在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华沙龙，就是耶和华赐平安的意思。
Isn't it interesting? He was to discover that God saw in him a warrior. He was to learn that he was to go and fight a battle to deliver the nation from the Midianites. And his overwhelming impression, his one act was to declare, The Lord is peace.
但是当基甸经历这个使者向他所说的话，称他为大能的勇士，又知道神乃是又使用他去拯救以色列人脱离米甸人的欺压，而基甸心中所能做出的反应，即使乃是耶和华是平安。
There were struggles and battles ahead, but the Lord is peace.
虽然前面将有征战，但是他觉得耶和华乃是平安。
So those are two keys to know God and to know who we are in Christ.
所以这两点是非常主要，让我们能够认识基督，而认识我们在基督里的所是。
I don't have the time this morning to go through the chapter that I'm about to refer to, but Ephesians chapter 1 is a great chapter for you to spend time in if you want to really discover who you are in Christ.
今早我没有足够的时间能够来跟你们分享这以弗所书第一章，但是你又真的认识神的平安和在基督里的平安，这一章圣洁乃是对我们很好的帮助。
Ephesians chapter 1 is one of those grand chapters in the Bible that describe the greatness of what God has done.
好像以弗所书第一章乃是在圣经里梦遇见能够跟我们讲到神极伟大所做成的事。
And if you want to grow in the experience of that peace, if you want to grow in your knowledge of God and who you are in Christ, Ephesians chapter 1 is a great one to spend some time in.
你如果能够花时间在以弗所书第一章仔细去读，它就能够帮助你更好的来，更多的来认识神，更多的认识基督里的平安和我们在基督里的所是。
And we need to spend time listening to the Prince of Peace, who's also the Wonderful Counselor, to grow in that peace.
我们也知道这平安的君也是那奇妙的赐事，能够赐给我们智慧，怎样的能够在它里面得着这平安。
I'm going to finish in a moment, but just before I finish, let me just mention a few things that could rob us of that peace and how we deal with that.
在我们结束之前，我要跟你们分享几点，有什么是可能夺去我们平安的。
One thing that can rob us of that peace is anxiety about our future.
有一点能够夺去我们心里的平安的，就是我们对今生的忧虑和明天。
Will I have enough to live on? Will my superannuation hold out?
我的这保险金足够我过我退休之后的生活吗？我今天的一切的供应都够吗？
Will my children provide for me?
我的孩子将来会照顾我吗？
And if those anxieties arise, they could rob us of that peace, and we need to go and see what God's word says.
当这一切的忧虑从我里面出来的时候，他会夺去我们的平安。我们必须回到神的话语里面去看神怎样的把平安给我们。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Don't worry about those things. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear, where you're going to live. Don't. Those are all cares that the people of this world have, but you don't need to have those."
好像耶稣在马太福音第六章也说，你们不要为民间忧虑，因为这些是世上的人所忧虑的。
Because the Prince of Peace is also the everlasting Father.
因为这平安的君王也是那永在的父。
And you're of more value than the lilies of the field or the birds of the air.
你比田野中的花跟天上的鸟更加的贵重。
He knows what you need. Don't worry about tomorrow.
你一切的所需，神都知道，他会赐给你，不要忧虑。
You might worry about what's happening in the world around you, and you read the stories in the newspaper, and you see on the news, on the television, the things that are done, and that's easy. It's easy for your peace to be eroded by seeing those things.
而当你看见电视上的新闻、报纸上的新闻，还有周围所发生这些事情，你可能也会影响到你的平安，直到你失去。
But you go to God's word and you read something like Psalm 46.
但是当你回到神的话语里面，读到诗篇，像诗篇四十六篇。
My sister rang me just after September 11 in New York when the planes were crashing into these tall buildings and the world, it seemed, was being turned upside down.
而当911的事件发生了之后，我在美国的我的姐姐就打电话给我，因为那个时候好像整个世界都已经颠倒过来了。
She said to me, "What do I tell my daughter?"
她问我说，我现在又怎么样的对我的女儿说呢？
Give me something I can read to her.
你能够把一些话语给我，使我能够读给我的女儿听吗？
So I said, read a Psalm 46.
我就对她说，你把诗篇四十六篇读给她听。
God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore we will not fear though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
所以地虽改变，山虽游动到海心。
Verse 6, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts.
第六节，外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。
And verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
第七节，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
There might be other things that rob you of your peace.
或者今天还有其他的事想要夺去你的平安。
That's where you need to go to God's word and see what God says about those things.
那时候我们需要回到神的话语里面，我们看见神是怎样的赐给我们平安。
Are you worried about loved ones who once seemed to know something about God but aren't walking with Him now?
你是不是忧虑你所爱的人曾经与认识神、与神同行，现在却离弃了神？
Philippians 1:6 says that He who has begun a good work will bring that work to completion.
腓立比书一章六节说，那在你里面已经动了善功的，必有成就他所定义的。
And there's some work for you to do in partnership with him in prayer.
你也能够与神同工来代祷。
But the one who has started something is going to see it to completion.
但是神他所起手的工作，他必有成就。
And as God's word sinks into your spirit, that peace grows.
当神的话语进到你的心里面，里面的平安就有成长、增多。
The Prince of Peace has given us a wonderful gift.
平安的君王赐给我们一个奇妙的礼物。
Reconciled with God,
使我们与神和好。
A peace which passes understanding,
将神的平安赐给我们，是远超过我们所思所想的。
And he's called us to be peacemakers.
他又呼召我们成为那使人和平的人。
Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called the sons of God."
神说，那使人和好的人有福了，他们被称为神的儿女。
And the day is coming.
而那日子将要到来。
When this present age will be wrapped up.
我们现今的时代将要结束。
And the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will be seen on his throne.
而万王之王、万主之主能够坐在他的宝座上。
When every battle will be over.
而一切的征战都成为过去。
But in the meantime, he knows what he's doing and he knows the work he's doing in us.
当现今主知道他在做什么，他也知道在我们里面做什么。
Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand.
虽然明天有许多的事我不明了。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
但是我知道谁掌握着我的明天。
And I know who holds my hand.
我也知道是谁扶持我的手。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
We want to thank you, dear Lord Jesus, that you are the Prince of Peace.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们也感谢你，因为你是和平的君王。
And we want to pray for one another.
我们又彼此的祷告。
Lord, if there are those here who haven't yet discovered what it is to hand their lives over to you and to allow you to deal with every issue that comes between them and God.Then give them the gift of faith to do that, we pray.
主啊，今天早上在我们当中，那些还没有认识你，还没有得着从你来的平安的，我们求你能够给他们恩典，使他们能够相信接受你。
And for those who are anxious, for those who are troubled, for those whose peace is disturbed, we pray that you would increase that gift of peace in them.
主啊，那些面临着忧愁、面临着愁苦和难处的，我们实在求你增加你在他里面的平安。
And thank you that you are someone that we can safely put our trust in.
我们感谢你，因为我们能够很有，我们能够将一切的把握都在你里面。
Thank you that you have overcome the world.
我们感谢你，因为你胜过了世界。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.